Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of Super Shell gasoline invite you to Shell Chateau, where your host is Wallace Beery, with an all-star bill of famous guest stars. We switch you now to Shell Chateau, where you'll be greeted by Wallace Beery. Gentlemen, this is Wally Beery, chief of the old Shell Chateau, pumping the gasoline. We've got another wonderful show for you tonight. I know that you're going to like it. We've got Matty Bell, the coach of the Southern Methodist football team. He's here. He's going to tell us who he thinks is going to win the game off the Rose Bowl in a few days. Then we've got the Southern Methodist band, too. There they are, one of the most colorful in the country. And my old pal Jackie Cooper here. He's back in Shell Chateau again with me tonight. And a little bit later, we're going to do several scenes from the camp. Then we're going to get a lot of laughs from Tim and Irene. You know them. Alan Jones is here again tonight. You know, he said made such a big hit when he was here before that we had to bring him back. We've also got Stanton Gardner. And, of course, Victor's here with that wonderful orchestra of his. Even if he doesn't play the violin, why, he'll lead the orchestra. Now we're going to have little Edna Mae Durbin to start. Edna Mae is 13 years old, under contract to Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. I know you won't believe it, but she's absolutely 13 years old. Come on. Now, when did you first start to sing, Edna Mae?
Well, I've been singing ever since I was a little girl. A very little girl.
Oh, yeah. And where did you come from?
It is way up north in Canada.
Canada? Gee, that's a long way from Hollywood, isn't it? Well, how did your family happen to come west?
My daddy got tired of being cold every winter.
I see. Well, I'm glad he brought you here. Now, will you sing for the folks here, Edna Mae?
Yes, Mr. Dear.
Go right ahead.
Though my heart may be lonely, I find romance in my dreams. While I am waiting for only, let me have a love and
Tim and Irene. Tim and Irene, you've probably heard of them a lot of times on the radio. This is the first time that they've ever been in Shell Chateau. So let's give them a good, big, rousing welcome. Tim and Irene, come on.
Hi, boys.
Hi.
Thank you. Say, Irene, that's Wallace Beery standing over there.
Where?
Right over there.
My goodness, I remember Mr. Beery. I played in a picture with him.
You played in a picture with Mr. Beery?
Yes.
What picture?
Mutiny on the Bounty.
Mutiny on the Bounty. Irene, you weren't in Mutiny on the Bounty, and Mr. Beery wasn't in Mutiny on the Bounty.
Oh, what do you think of that? They cut us both out.
I guess you were too good in that scene where Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck drives over the desert.
Yeah, I guess so, too. Well, now, in this play that I'm going to put on tonight, it's all about a Mexican bad man who captures a girl. I play the girl, and you, Kim, play the part of a G-man. And the bad man is played by Treadmore Taxtuple, who's my cousin.
Treadmore here is your cousin.
Yes. He's my father's uncle's sister's daughter's son.
Oh, I see. He's a distant cousin.
No. He lives right next door to us.
Oh, that's right. And he's going to play the bad man.
Yes.
But, Irene, he's so little for a bad man.
I know, but he's only a little bad.
Oh, just a little bit bad.
Now, in the play, I'm an honest girl. But I used to be a gunman's moll. They call me Underground Tessie.
Underground Tessie.
Sewer.
Oh, I see. In those days, you were undercover. That's all right, undercover. I like that.
Now, in the play, you are the G-man, but you used to be a newspaper columnist. They called you Gopher Ryan.
Gopher Ryan? Irene, a gopher digs up dirt.
Well, so does
a newspaper columnist. Yeah.
Now, the bad man is a nice bad man, though. Oh, I know he goes around robbing people, but he gets fun out of it.
Oh, he gets fun out of it.
Oh, yes. He kind of reminds me of a radio comedian.
A radio comedian? Why?
Oh, he just steals for the laughs he gets out of it. Now, in the bad man's gang are two men, one a little over 3 feet high and the other over 6 feet high. They're twins.
Irene. One of them is twice as big as the other.
Well, that's because the big one is twice as old as the little one.
Well, how can they be twins?
That's what we can't figure out.
I see.
Now, in the play, the bad man gives you his lasso as a souvenir. You take the 5-foot rope.
Yeah, wait, Irene. You can't lasso with a 5-foot rope.
Well, skip it.
Hi, boys.
Now, Tim, during the play, there's a theme song and you sing.
Oh, I sing the song?
Yes. Now, the name of the song is I'll Be Glad When You're Dead, You Rascal You. Do you know it?
I don't know, but I think I'd better try it over first to make sure.
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea. And I want you to sing it right out.
Okay, I'll sing it. Oh, all right, Victor. Oh, I'll be glad. I'm really surprised I knew it so well. Come back to me just like that, though.
Now, as the play starts, the G-man enters.
Oh, the G-man is... just a minute, girlie. Just a minute. Don't try a getaway. Where's Pancho Pancho?
What'd you say?
Pancho.
God bless you.
God bless you. Where is this man Pancho?
I won't tell you.
Why is it every time I ask you about Pancho, you stall me? Why do you always give me the same old stall?
Oh, just because you're the same old jackass. Hiya, boys.
I can't understand you. He kidnapped you, and now you're trying to defend him.
Oh, he's so nice. I call him Wiener.
Wiener, yeah. Where is this Wiener?
What do you want Wiener for?
I want to grill him. Grill Wiener. It's right there. It's Grill Wiener.
Grill Wiener. Hot dog.
I'm here to save you, gal. Come. Tell me where he is.
No. 850 times no.
No. You mean 1,000 times no.
No, it's less now since the 15% tax.
Oh, see. Listen, you've got to play ball with me. You know what happens to people who don't play ball?
No, what?
They sign them up with the Oakland baseball team. If the Oakland team is listening, I'm talking about the New York Giants. Listen, girlie, let's talk this thing over. Come on, take a walk in the moonlight.
No. I'll have you understand I'm a lady.
I know that. If I wanted a man, I'd go home and get my father. come on, I'll buy you some spaghetti.
No, I don't eat spaghetti. I'm patriotic.
Patriotic? What's that got to do with it?
Didn't George Washington say not to eat spaghetti?
George Washington said not to eat spaghetti?
Of course. He said avoid all foreign entanglements. so I won't go with you.
Oh, come on. I'm an awful ladies' man.
Yeah, I saw some of your awful ladies.
Now, stop stalling. Do you know anything about Pancho's whereabouts?
I think they're in the laundry. Wait, G-Man. I'll tell you where he is. But I think you're afraid to go after him.
Don't worry. A G-man fears no one. Where is he?
He's in Roxy Joe's saloon just across the street there.
How do you know he's in there?
It's still open.
It's still open.
Besides, that's his horse hitched to the post there.
Well, let's go over there. We'll go over there. Yes, we'll go over. Say, that's a fine-looking horse.
Yeah, he used to be a racehorse.
Say, he certainly is beautiful. You know, he could be a show horse.
He was a show horse.
He was a show horse?
Yeah, he never ran better than third in his life.
Say.
I can see Pancho inside the saloon. Look out. He's going to shoot.
What kind of a gun is that?
Must be a Colt.
A Colt, oh.
Well, let's go in, G-Man. Pancho, meet Tim Ryan. He's a big G-Man.
Well, Pancho, I'm here to take you to jail.
You make me laugh.
That's swell.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what's swell about that?
He's the first one you've made laugh in a long time.
Listen, quit the kidding. I got your pal, Persian Pete.
He's no friend of mine. Last week, I am broke. No money. I asked him to give me something for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, what did he give you?
A lump of sugar.
Pancho, you're going to jail.
Say, G-Man, I give you your girl back. You let me go.
She's not my girl.
Hey, girl.
Yeah?
Is he your sweetheart?
No. My sweetheart's living.
Never mind all this. I'm taking you back, Pancho, and I don't want her for my girl.
Oh, no.
Look out. He's got a gun.
Be careful, Pancho.
You be careful. And if you don't marry her, I kill.
Oh, I'll go with you, Tim. And I'll marry you.
I won't marry you.
You marry her, I shoot you.
Oh, now, Tim, we'll be so happy. I'll sing for you every day.
Marry her or I shoot you.
Oh, Tim, listen. I'll sing for you like this. Oh, I'll be glad when you get your ass again. I'll be glad when you get your ass again.
Now, what you say? Shoot and shoot to kill.
Now, one of those end-to-end stories about your automobile.
If you were to lay end-to-end all the little trips you take in your car in one day, they would make a trip 22 miles long. Think of a town or city 22 miles away. You drive as far as that town or city in an average day of driving around town, going to the stores, the movies, the office, friends' homes, and so forth. And even these short trips are broken by stoplights, stop streets, and traffic tie-ups. It's stop-and-go driving, and many gasolines are not suited to it. With these gasolines, you can use up enough in starting and warming up your engine just once to carry you a full mile. And you often start your motor 10 times a day. But now you can cut down this awful waste by using Super Shell. It's the first gasoline specially adapted to stop and go driving. Super Shell is balanced, economical for quick starting and snappy accelerating, and also for long, steady driving. So consider the kind of driving you do when you buy gasoline. Get the kind that saves on stop and go. Get Super Shell.
Now we have Jack Stanton, Peggy Gardner. I know that you all like to hear them sing. Tonight they've got a special arrangement. Special arrangement of With All My Heart. Jack Stanton, Peggy Gardner.
All right.
Been rehearsing all the day, looked with all my might for something new to say to you.
Repetitive from a play, I could not recite, so I'll tell you in the same old way what I tell you every night.
With all I love you, dear.
Well, it seems like everybody is talking about the Rose Bowl football game. This is Southern Methodist night in the old Shell Chateau here. We've got Matty Bell, coach of the Southern Methodist football team. That's the team that won the Newt Rockney Trophy this year. And they're going to play Stanford in Rose Bowl New Year's Day. We also have with us the colorful SMU band. There they are, 24 teachers sitting there in the red coats, all dressed up. Let me tell you, they're the hottest band in the country today. You know, the boys are going to play also at the Texas Centennial next year in Dallas. Centennial means that Texas has been going strong for 100 years. So the state is having a celebration starting next June that will run about 6 months. But the boys are all here with the Shell Chateau tonight, and we're glad to have them. You wait until you hear the way that they play. Go ahead, boys, shove off. Heard that way down in Texas. Well, now, here's the man that knows all about the Rose Bowl football game. Matty Bell, the Southern Methodist coach. Come on, Matty. Come on, boy.
A lot of cowboys here.
Matty, I'm glad to see you, and remember that there's a lot of them old boys down there in Texas waiting to hear you, so let's go.
Thank you, Wally. Ladies and gentlemen, before we go any further, I want you all to know how much I admire Wally Beery. I don't believe I've missed a single picture he's made.
Yeah, and we're still friends, huh? Well, now tell me confidentially, Matty, you know, on the quiet, who's going to win that game out there New Year's Day?
Well, Stanford's got the best team on the coast.
Yeah, I know that, but what about Southern Methodist?
I think they're good, too.
Yeah.
The best in the Southwest.
All right. Now, Matty, listen, quit beating around the bush. Who's going to win?
Best team.
Oh.
But of course, I hope the best team is the Mustangs.
Oh, yes, yeah. All right. the Mustangs. That's a great team. Why do you call them the Mustangs, Matty?
Well, Wally, you know a Mustang is a wild horse, full of spirit. And our boys are so much like that, we call them the Mustangs.
Well, I know you've got some great players, Matty. Tell me, who's the head Mustang, huh?
There's no head Mustang, Wally. We have 11 great players on the field and more in reserve. There's our three captains, Harry Shuford, Mako Stewart, and Iron Man Wetzel. And our All-Americans, Bobby Wilson, Big Dog Spain, and Wetzel.
Mm-hmm. Big Dog, Iron Man. You ought to have a spot for me on your team, you know, Super Shell Berry. You know. Hey, Now, by the way, you know, Maddie, some of my friends up there at Stanford tell me that some of those iron men might be a little bit rusty. What about that?
I'll give you a tip, Wally.
Yeah.
Don't you believe it.
Yeah, I don't believe it. Don't worry. You know, I know both teams have had a lot of swell players, but I think the coaches ought to get a lot of credit, too. They tell me you're all right. What about this Tiny Thornhill fellow, huh?
Tiny's one of the best coaches in the game, Wally. He learned his football from Pop Warner.
I see. And where did you learn yours?
From Tiny Thornhill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well. So you're up against your old teacher, huh? Well, where did he coach you?
I used to play football for Center College in Kentucky when Tiny was assistant coach. Remember the praying colonel?
Sure, I remember him. But tell me this. After you played at Center, you went into coaching?
Yes. I was with the Haskell Indians, Carroll College, and Texas Christian, and my next job was at Texas A&M.
Oh, yeah. How'd you do there?
Well, I'll tell you. In 1933, we had a pretty bad season. You know, lots of tough breaks, and I knew everything depended on a game late in the season.
Mm-hmm.
The game with Southern Methodist.
Yeah.
I knew that game would make or break me.
Well, so you won?
No, hmm? Oh, we lost.
Oh, what'd you do then?
Got myself another job.
Where?
Southern Methodist.
Oh, yeah.
I became assistant coach to Ray Morrison.
You went to work for the man that beat you.
That's right, Wally. That's a good place to learn. And when Ray left, they gave me his job as head coach.
Well, when was that, Matty?
Last year.
Last year. And now you make the Rose Bowl game on your first year. That's swell, Matty. I bet everybody down that college is certainly excited, huh?
Excited? Listen, Wally, we have a student body of 2,000. And how many tickets do you think Athletic Director Stewart asked the Rose Bowl to send us?
About 2,000.
4,000.
What? Everybody's coming twice, huh?
That's only the beginning. Director Stewart got 12,000 applications. The road from Texas is thick with cars and buses coming to the game.
I hope they're using Super Shell.
11 special train loads are coming. As far as I can see, the whole state of Texas is going to be here.
Well, I'm glad I got my ticket.
You got a ticket?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you $5 for it.
No, I won't sell it. No. It's worth $5 just to watch that Southern Methodist Mustang band again. I bet a band like that certainly puts a lot of pep into those players, huh?
It sure does. At Southern Methodist, there's a very fine spirit between the band and the team. The team really misses the band if they're not there. And here's one thing I found out in a year of coaching down there. Folks would much rather hear the band play than listen to me talk. Why don't you let them play now?
Oh, no, you're all wrong, Matty, but we'll let them play. And thank you ever so much for coming to Shell's Chateau. You're swell.
Thanks.
Everybody from Texas is the same, though.
Thanks,
Wally.
So much.
Goodbye. Johnson leading that band. Tom, how about getting your boys to play the Tiger Rag? And remember, all your maws and paws are waiting and listening.
few days ago, a traffic study was made in New York City. Here's a brief report of it.
On December 17th, a newspaper man made a test of driving conditions in New York City. At 4:30 in the afternoon, he started east on Canal Street, which is in downtown New York. After a few yards, he was hemmed in by cars on all sides. After that, it was stop, stop, stop. He could go only a few yards at a time. He was able to shift into high only once, going 1 mile. And it took him 22 minutes to go that 1 mile. That's an extreme case of stop-and-go driving. But nowadays, we all do driving on this order more than 80% of the time. What we should realize is that the constant starting and accelerating we do fairly eats up gasoline. With many gasolines, you can use up enough on 3 quick getaways to carry you a whole mile. But not when you use Super Shell. This is the gasoline specially made for stop-and-go driving. It gives you the 3 kinds of power you need in perfect balance. Power for quick starting, power for speedy accelerating, and power for long, steady driving. Super Shell cuts down the waste on your everyday driving. Every tankful lasts longer. But see for yourself. Begin using Super Shell tomorrow.
This is Wally Beery again, starting the second half of the show. We've got Jackie Cooper, Alan Jones, Edna Mae Durgan, Coach Bell of Southern Methodist and the Southern Methodist Mustang Band, Kim and Irene, Jack Stanton and Peggy Gardner, and Victor Young. Right now, Victor's going to play some of the songs from the picture Rose of the Rancho by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger, the same fellow that composed Love and Bloom. Ralph Ranger is in the Shell Chateau tonight. So you take your place at the piano, Ralph, and play some of the music. Come on.
Thank you.
seems that whenever Alan Jones sings, he makes a tremendous success. He was here at Shell Chateau a few weeks ago. Made such a tremendous success that we have to bring him back here. Remember, he sang in the Marx Brothers picture, made such a tremendous hit in that. Now he's playing the leading role in Showboat. Tonight he's going to sing Robin and Ranger's newest song hit, If I Should Lose You. And with him is the well-known Paul Taylor Picture Chorus. All right, Alan.
And I would wander around, hating the sound of rain. With you beside me, the rose would bloom in the snow. With you beside me, winter would blow. I gave you my love, and I was a living dream, but living would seem in vain if I
If anyone asks you how you are, it's proper to say, così, cosa, così, cosa. If a lady should ask you if you care, you don't have to start a love affair. Si, così, cosa.
Does it mean yes? No. Does it mean no? Well, yes. No. Così, cosa. La la la, it's easy to play, to start the day, and learn to sing, to sing, to sing.
It is his way, the time of the day, and I'm to play for the people.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have Jackie Cooper here. He's back in the Shell Chateau. He and I are going to do the champ. And before we start, I want him to come out here and I want you to meet him. Come on, Jackie. Jackie Cooper. Say hello, Jack.
Hello, everybody. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Now we'll do the champ. All right.
Years ago, Andy Purcell was heavyweight champion of the world and the proud father of a seven-year-old son. But when the champ began to drink and gamble, he lost his title, his wife left him, but his son, whom he calls Dink, stuck by him. Now the champ is a big, broken-down, third-rate prize fighter, whose one virtue is his love for his boy. He hasn't had a fight in months. His money is gone. Now his son, Dink, is waiting for the champ in their cheap rooming house as the champ comes in singing.
Oh, the monkeys have no tails and rango tango. They were bitten off by whales. They were bitten
Champ!
Off...
Where have you been?
Why, hello, Jink, old boy, old boy.
Where have you been?
Well, I just met some of the fellas. And...
Champ, ain't you been training today?
Well, no, Jink.
Oh, Champ, you know them promoters is coming tonight. And you gotta be in training or you'll never get that match.
Oh, don't worry about that, Dink. You know that dollar that I had you spit on for good luck this morning? Well, it brought it. I made 14 straight passes and doubled each time. Get a load of it. Look at this hat. It's yours.
Thanks.
Hey, that's a good hat. Genuine sombrero. Feel the felt.
Thanks, champ.
And look at the watch I bought you. 17 jewels in a regular hunting case.
Thanks, Jim. Pulling
and that ain't all. Wait a minute. Now, open the back door and see what's out there. Go on, looky.
Where?
Right out there. Look.
Oh, you mean the
horse? Sure. It belongs to you. It's yours.
Mine?
Sure, you bet it's yours.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Lady Swell, go on over and pat it.
Hello, old boy. Oh, gee. He's a racehorse, ain't he?
Well, he was in a race once.
What's his name?
Butterfly.
Butterfly?
Yeah.
Gee, that's a heck of a name for a swell horse like him. We gotta change it. I tell you what, we'll call him Little Champ. Well, after
that,
you.
That ain't a bad idea, huh?
And we can enter him in a race soon.
Sure, I'll tell you what. I'll go down and see the boys about it now, and I guess I'll play a little bit of Kelly Pool, too, huh?
Oh, Champ, you had enough of that kind of exercise for today.
Well, this is just a little relaxation, you know. It'll give you and the horse a chance to get kind of acquainted. Well, so long, then.
So long. Hey, Champ, wait a minute. I want to whisper something.
What? Oh, no. You know I wouldn't. Didn't I tell you I wasn't going to drink anymore? I haven't had any drinks now for 3 weeks, and you know I wouldn't take a drink. You know I'm going to meet them promoters tonight, don't you? Sure you do. Goodbye, Dink.
Goodbye, champ.
But the champ never meets the promoters. After several drinks, he gets into a street brawl and is thrown in jail. During a sleepless night, he realizes that Dink should not be allowed to grow up in the sordid atmosphere of cheap hotels and third-rate prize fighters, and decides to send him away. Our scene is the champ's cell in the jail the next morning. Tim, his manager, is talking to him through the steel-barred door.
Hey, champ, what do you know? I think I got a fight all lined up for you as soon as you get out of jail. What's the matter? Ain't you slept?
No. I've been thinking. Wait, Dink.
Oh, the kid's coming right over. Holy mackerel, what a jail.
What? Yeah. You know, I've been thinking, and I've made up my mind. I'm going to get Dick back to his mother.
What?
Yeah. What if he walked with a father like me? Why, no good. He's better off with her.
You'll have a tough time making him go away.
Yeah, I know it. Gee, Jim, I love that kid. But he don't belong here. I'll make him go away, all right. I'll do something that'll make him hate me. Maybe he'll even forget me, you know. Kids are kind of like that.
Yeah, I know they are. I had a swell old man. But a couple of years after they hung him, I forgot all about him.
Oh, you hear that whistle, Tim?
Yeah.
That dinky, he's coming now. She is going to be tough telling him.
Hiya, Champ.
Hello, Dink. Gee, it's good to see you. Come on over here and let me get a good look at you.
Champ, somebody came and took my horse away.
Huh?
Where did they take little Champ?
Well, Dink, you see, I kind of got in a little game last night, and I...
You mean you lost Champ?
Yeah, but I'll get him back for you, Dink.
Oh, gee whiz, Champ. He was my horse. You gave him to me.
Yeah, I know, but... Well, I won't do things like that to you anymore, Dink. Tim.
Yeah?
You take the kid over to his room and pack up his clothes and... And you bring him over to the hotel, to his mother.
What for?
Well, because I think you'd better stay with your mother from now on, Dink.
Oh, no, Tim. I want to stay with you.
Well, that's tough because you're just out of luck. You're not going to...
But I don't even know my mother, Champ.
Well, you'll like her, Dink. She's a nice lady. She's too nice for a mug like me.
But what am I going to do with her?
Well, you're going to go to school and learn something. And you'll grow up to be somebody. So I'm tired of feeding you. Let her feed you for a while. And you're always hanging around every place that I go.
I won't eat so much, Champ. And I won't hang around you. Honest. I'll stay up at the Greeks and wait till you come home night.
Oh, you better do like the Champ says, Dink.
I wish you wouldn't send me away, Champ. See, I can go to school here. I could grow up to be somebody. Somebody like you.
You ain't going to be like me, Dink. You're going to go to your mother's, and I'm not going to have any sniveling around about it. You're going to stay with her. No more back talk from you. Now, that's all.
No, sir, Champ. I ain't gonna go. I'm telling you, I ain't gonna go.
You do what I say, you hear?
No.
Then take that.
Go ahead and hit me if you want. I can take it. But I'm telling you, I ain't gonna go anyplace, Champ. I don't want to go. I want to stay with you.
Well, you can't. I don't like you anymore.
Okay, Champ. If that's the way you feel about it, I'll go. If you don't want me.
Well, I don't. Go on. Cram out of here.
All right. I'll go. Goodbye.
Are you crying too, Champ?
Oh, gee, I hit that kid of mine, Tim.
Listen, Champ, you've been out of jail for 2 weeks now. We got those promoters to give you a fight, and now you're laying down on it. You got to snap out of it.
Yeah. Have you heard anything from that kid of mine?
No, but he's all right. He's with his mother.
I keep thinking that the last time I saw him, I hit him. Gee, he must hate me.
Oh, no, he don't, Champ.
I told him I didn't want to see him anymore.
Why don't you try to forget him, Champ?
Oh, how can I forget Dink?
Well, you should be doing some heavy training. And all you do is to think about that kid.
Oh, well, what's the use? I don't need to train. All I need is some sleep. See, if I could only get a little shut-eye.
Look here, Champ. I'm with you. See? No kidding. But we got to grab this chance. We may never get another one. And if those promoters come up here and find you're not up and doing...
Oh, what do I care what they find out? Let them find out about my weak heart. Let them take the fight away from me. I don't care. What's the difference? I don't care whether I fight or not.
Why, that's Dink. Oh, boy, it's him. Dink is coming. Look, Tim, how about you sneak out the back way and let me alone with the kid, will you?
Sure.
Camp.
Oh, Dink.
Oh, Dink. Oh, gee. Gee, I'm glad to see you. Why ain't you with your ma?
Oh, I'm going to a swell school now, and I ran away because I just wanted to be with you.
Oh, let me look at you, will you? Gee, you got a new suit, ain't you?
Uh-huh.
And you got a cold, too, ain't you?
No, I'm just sort of crying.
No, you ain't. No. Gee, boy, but you look swell. Why, you had a manicure.
Yeah. Been feeling all right again, Champ?
Sure, I'm feeling fine. Gee, I'm feeling great. Why, I haven't had a drink since I got out of jail.
Yeah?
And I don't shoot dice no more.
Gee, that's swell.
And tomorrow I'm going into training.
No kidding.
Yeah. Feel the muscle.
Gee, it's like iron.
Iron, it's like steel. Here, feel the stomach. Hit it. Oh, hit it hard. Say, did you know I had a fight all lined up?
No.
Sure, all set, ready to go.
Gee, that's swell.
Say, there ain't no reason why I can't make a comeback, is there?
No, sir.
When I do, I'll get you a brand new suit and a pair of rubber boots.
Real rubber?
Sure, real rubber and a shotgun.
Yeah?
One of those that goes kaplooey and...
Oh, boy.
And we'll travel. We'll go to Des Moines, Missouri.
Oh, gee, that's key.
And I'll tell you what, we'll buy that horseback again.
You mean Little Champ?
You bet.
Oh, boy, Champ.
Won't that be swell, huh?
Yeah. Gee, you're punching that old bag just the way you used to when you was champion.
Yeah, but wait until I get in the ring with that guy. I'll do the same to him. You wait and see. I'll get you your horse back again, and I'll win that fight no matter what happens.
Here we are, folks, at the ringside, waiting for the fourth round of the fight between Manuel Quirogo of Mexico and Andy Purcell, ex-heavyweight champion. And it's a one-sided fight if there ever was one. All the champ's been able to do is to try to keep out of the way of the Mexican's murderous right. And there's somebody going into the champ's corner. It's his son that always travels with him. Give his dad a pep talk, but it's too late for that. There goes the bell for the fourth round. It looks like the last. They're out in the center of the ring. Oh, a terrific right to the champ's jaw, and he's staggering. He's back against the rope, but he comes out again. That boy's got stamina, if nothing else. His son's shouting and waving at him. The champ's getting aggressive now. He lands a left to the Mexican's face, a right, a left. Oh, a thundering blow to the jaw, and the Mexican's down. The champ goes to his corner, and the referee is counting. Three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10,
and the winner, Champ Purcell.
Oh, boy, you did it, Champ. You did it. Well, boy.
Yes. Yeah, I did it.
Great fight, Andy.
Thanks, Doctor.
Come on in the dressing room. I want to take a look at that bum heart of yours.
Say, listen. Doc, is everything all right?
Sure, he's okay, Doc. He's always that way after...
Come on. Let's go to the dressing room.
Champ, what's the matter? Champ, catch him!
Champ, hey, Doc, look.
Here, Champ. Lie down. There.
What's the matter, Champ? What happened?
Nothing, Dink. All of a sudden, I turned sissy. I almost fainted. But I won the fight, didn't I?
I'll say you did.
Now we can get your horse back, can't we?
Yeah.
You'd better take it pretty easy, Champ.
Okay, Doc. Say, Dink, ain't you proud of your old man now?
Oh, gee, Champ. I always was.
Remember, Dink, if anything happens to me, you go back to your mother.
Sure. Only nothing's gonna happen, Champ.
Or next, Dink. Keep your chin up. Don't cry. Come on. Give the old man a smile. Keep your chin.
Champ. Champ. Open your eyes. Look at me, Champ. It's Dink talking. Please open your eyes. Look at me. Doc, what's the matter? What's the matter with him?
Come now, Dink. You'd better be brave, son.
Why, he can't act in that way. He never did before. Why doesn't he talk to me?
Well, Mr. Champ is just tired. You understand?
No, no. I don't know. Oh, I want the champ. I want the champ. I want the champ.
Listen, Dink. The champ's gone on a long trip. See?
No, no. Go away from me. Let me go. I want the champ. I know what's the matter with him. The champ is... he's dead. Oh, God. Please bring the champ back to me. Please. Please, God.
In just a moment, Wally Beery has a most important announcement. Now in the style of the short waves, a message to motorists.
Calling all cars, calling all cars. 4 out of every 5 miles you drive are stop and go. Unless your gasoline is specially made for stop and go driving, you are wasting money on your gasoline bill in today's driving. Just as your car needs 3 shifts of gears, your gasoline needs 3 different kinds of power. 1 kind for quick starts, 1 for fast pickup, 1 for steady running. Super Shell is the first gasoline with these 3 kinds of power in perfect balance. The first real stop-and-go gasoline. Calling all cars. Go to the nearest Shell station immediately.
Well... now it's time for me to say goodbye to you. This time it's sort of hard to do, because I'm leaving the old Shell Chateau for quite a while now. It's been a lot of fun the past 3 months, meeting all you people every Saturday night. We've tried to give you a good show every week, and I want to thank all the people that have helped me to do it. Let me say just a word to some of the people that have been so nice to me week after week here in Shell Chateau. Come on, Victor Young, come here a minute.
Yes, Wally.
Victor, you've given us some lovely music. I know you're going to join to keep it up.
You bet we will, Wally. You'll come back with us someday.
Sure, thank you. But I'll be listening to you and Al every Saturday night. Now, Frank Nelson and Burton Bennett.
Yes, Wally.
What is it, Wally?
Well, I want you boys to keep on telling them how good that Super Shell gasoline is. I know it's good, and we want everybody else to know it, too. And I want to thank all of you that have been on the program with me, over 100 of them. Mother Schumann Hank, John Barrymore, Polly Moran, Jackie Cooper, and all the rest, and every one of you. Now it's time for me to move along, and I'm turning back the old Shell Chateau to the man who opened it. One of the greatest entertainers, my friend Al Jolson. I've stumbled along the best way that I could to keep things going while Al was away on his vacation, and I'm very happy that we're going to have him back. So next Saturday night, Al's going to sing for you and talk to you and present a grand show. Betty Davis, the famous screen star. The 4 Yacht Club Boys, the comedy quartet that made such a tremendous hit in pictures. Walter Hagen, the world's greatest golf professional. Lots of others. So be on hand next Saturday night, and I'll be listening with you to welcome your friend and my friend, Al Jolson, back to Shell Chateau. So now I'll say... good night. All kinds of happiness in the new year. And may God bless you.
The makers of Super Shell Gasoline extend their warmest and most sincere thanks to Wally Beery for his splendid series of broadcasts and assure him that he will always be welcome at Shell Chateau. Tune in next Saturday when Al Jolson presents Betty Davis, the Yacht Club Boys, Walter Hagen, and Midge Williams. Musical selections on this program included One Night of Love from One Night of Love, With All My Heart from Her Master's Voice, Truckin' from Cotton Club Parade, If I Should Lose You, Little Rose of the Rancho, and There's Gold in Monterey from Rose of the Rancho, Così Gossa from A Night at the Opera, and Limehouse Blues from André Chalot's Review. Your announcer is Burton Bennett. This program has come to you from the NBC studios in Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.